Hello and welcome to Pandora's Box. This is Kalia. And the topic of our podcast today is the trauma bond, a breakup and breakdown. This is not a normal breakup. We're also going to talk about the angel and the narcissist. So stay tuned. When clients come to me as a result of narcissistic abuse, their primary concern is healing their PTSD symptoms and their limiting beliefs. They may not know that this is their primary concern. They may believe their primary concern is getting over the narcissist, moving on and getting back into life again. Their main concern may be to stop obsessing, ruminating, feeling the intense anxiety and panic, or the fear of going out in public. These are all trauma-related symptoms, not normal breakup symptoms. So when you try and put your recovery into a normal breakup category, you'll be very disappointed. You may feel that there's something really wrong with you, that you can't get past this, that you can't move on. The good news is that you can move on, but it won't be in the same way you would if you'd gone through what we might call a normal breakup, where you may feel some heartbreak and sadness, but the symptoms fade over a few weeks or months. One of the most common things I hear from clients is, he's not who I thought he was, or she isn't who I believed her to be. The breakup becomes a time of facing reality, a painful reality, a reality that most people would rather not face. It would be easier to just keep pretending everything is okay, and the narcissist in your life really does love you. Accepting that the love you believe to be real is really just a sham is not easy. We often feel foolish for having fallen for the sham, or not paying attention to the red flags, or continuing to give yet another chance, hoping things would get back to normal. Unfortunately, when we deal with any cluster B personality disorder, like narcissistic personality disorder or borderline personality disorder, there's no normal. Cluster B personality disorders are called personality disorders for a reason. There is a disorder in the way that person sees himself or herself and the way he or she processes information. When we continue to try and put people like this into the normal box, we're only hurting ourselves. I know that it often seems they are normal and you are the one who is crazy because you feel crazy. But the reason you feel crazy is because you've been subjected to very crazy-making behavior. You can't make sense out of insanity. There's no sense to be made here. Although it's good to understand NPD, at some point you need to pull your attention back to yourself and your own recovery because you have indeed suffered a huge trauma. The trauma you've experienced can feel much like you've been in a hit-and-run accident where the car that hit you sped off into the sunset while you're left lying in the ditch broken and bleeding. The person in that car didn't even look back and has no concern for your fate. You are taken to the hospital and find yourself in a body cast with your head bandaged and you're hooked up to IV feeding tubes. You are beyond recognition and your friends and family are horrified at the sight of you. As you lie in that hospital bed, you realize that you have a long recovery road ahead. But what of the person who hit you? Oh, they just moved on with their life and haven't given you a second thought. Is this fair? Heavens, no. Are you angry about the situation? Most likely, you're furious. But as you lay in your hospital bed in that fury, imagine that an angel appears to you and gives you some important wisdom for your recovery. The angel says to you, "My dear, do not give your attention to the person who hit you. God will deal with him or her. You need all of your energy and your strength for your recovery. You need to focus on you." You may wonder, what does it mean to focus on me? I'm not used to focusing on me. I'm used to catering to the needs of others. I'm used to taking care of the narcissist. I'm used to being sensitive to his or her moods and walking on eggshells, trying to not set that person off. I'm used to being a people pleaser. I'm used to trying to get love and approval by doing all the right things. The angel tells you it's no longer about doing the right thing. It's about being the right person. And the right person is who you really are, your true, authentic self. You might say, "But I have no idea who I am. I don't know how to be myself." The angel tells you, who you are is alive and well and there inside of you. You simply need to turn your attention within and connect with your soul. You might say, "I don't even feel like I have a soul. It feels like he took it from me. I feel like I've gone through a soul rape." The angel explains to you that you've lost pieces and parts of your soul from early infancy to current time, but you can get them back. Now that you're aware of what's been lost, you can find it again. You can call back the parts of yourself that have been lost, stolen, or given away. She goes on to explain that your soul belongs to you, and you can call back all the fragmented parts and integrate them into your being. As you do this, you become whole. As you talk with this angel, you begin to feel encouraged because you realize that you haven't been whole for a very long time, if ever. In fact, you got into this relationship because you were looking for someone to complete you. You were looking for your other half, your soulmate. You begin to understand that you're not half a soul. You're a whole soul who has, in your blindness, become lost and afraid. You had become afraid you were not enough. You weren't lovable. You didn't matter. You weren't important. You weren't worthy. The angel tells you, when you know yourself, you will know how beautiful and magnificent that you are. She goes on to tell you that you've formed false beliefs about yourself, and these beliefs have run your life. They've shaken your confidence and caused you to invite the wrong type of people into your life. People who mirror to you the false beliefs you hold about yourself. Being that you are flat on your back in this recovery room at the hospital, unable to walk, you realize that you have nothing better to do than to work on the inner levels while the outer is healing. Life has taken you out of the game. You are temporarily crippled. What better time to focus on getting to really know the inner you? You look deeply into the eyes of this angel who has appeared before you in the silence of the evening, and you whisper, "I'm listening." The angel says, "Good. I'm so glad that you're listening, because listening is the most important part of becoming authentic. You need to listen to the voice within you, the still small voice of wisdom that is always there guiding your way, if only you listen. The angel goes on to explain to you that as awful as it was that you were the victim of a hit and run, and as painful as it is lying here in the hospital bed, incapacitated, God has a plan for you. And this is part of the plan. You may not have a good sense of humor about this and say, what kind of God would allow something like this to happen to an innocent person? The angel says, you were on a path of self-destruction. You didn't realize it. God wanted to get your attention. He first whispered in your ear, but you didn't hear it. He then spoke more loudly, and you still didn't hear the voice. He then shouted, and you tuned him out. Taking you out of the game was the only way God could get you to pay attention. As you lie there in the silence, reflecting on what the angel just said, you realize, I think I remember hearing that whisper and the inner shouts, and I did ignore them. I ignored them because I didn't trust that voice. In my work as an angel, the angel said, people are always tuning out the voice of God. They listen to their ego. They listen to the fears, but they don't listen to the one who is guiding them to their highest and best self. You say, I'm ready. I am ready to listen. I'm ready to trust. I will use this time of recovery to be a time of discovery, to discover the truth of who I am. Magnificent, the angel says to you, and I will help you to reconnect with your soul, your authentic self. And so you begin your journey, and it isn't about the person who knocked you off your feet anymore. You trust that karma will take care of him or her. You begin to understand that what we put out into the world comes back to us like a boomerang, and the driver of that car who hit you will be held accountable by the universe. In knowing this, you let go and bring your attention back to you. You begin to really listen and hear the voice within as it guides you through the darkness. You realize this is a dark night of the soul because you have been separated from your soul and are now in the process of calling it back. You're calling it back from your childhood and all the wounds that were inflicted on your precious inner child. You're calling it back from every adult situation in which you felt unloved or disempowered. And most importantly, you're calling it back from the one whose actions put you in this hospital bed. You begin to face your deepest fears while you're in this darkness. You realize it is your deepest fear that is causing you to feel unsafe, anxious, paranoid, panicked, and deflated. There's a fear that there's something really wrong with you, and you confess this fear to the angel, who is always there for you, helping you through the darkness. She explains to you that your fear has power only because you give it power. It's only fear. It's not based on anything real. The fear is based on all those lies you've told yourself and all those lies you've been told by others about who you are. Your worst fear is that you're not worthy. You're not enough. You're somehow unlovable. When this fear grabs you, you panic. You're crippled with anxiety. Everything you have ever done in this life was to try and get love and positive attention. And this comes from your fear that you really don't deserve to be loved or cared about. Deep down in the wells of the subconscious mind, the place where the inner child resides, you have a crippling fear of inadequacy. How can you change this? The angel tells you that you must change your beliefs about yourself. You must change how you see yourself. You must begin to see yourself as worthy. You must begin to believe that you are a beautiful child of God who is not only worthy but deserving of love, kindness, respect, and consideration. You need to begin treating yourself like you would treat someone you really love and care about. Treat yourself with kindness, with respect, with love, and consideration. Be there for yourself. Make yourself important, just as important as you would make anyone else. Pay attention to your needs and make your needs important. Talk to yourself in a positive way. Treat yourself as you would a best friend, because you are your own best friend. You are important. You do matter. Your soul does have a purpose for being here, and it's time to align with that purpose. You have received the call. It is a call to awaken to your true self. You begin to discover that there are two voices within you. One is the angel who is guiding you to the path of authenticity, self-love, and communion with the divine. The other is the voice of the narcissist, who tells you how small, insignificant, and worthless you are. Which voice will you listen to? Which dog will you feed? The black dog or the white one? You learn that the voice of the narcissist has been a lifelong companion in so many ways. It's the voice of self-loathing. It's the voice that is constantly reminding you that you are not enough. This voice became so loud in you that it attracted a physical expression of that voice. Someone who so powerfully brought this voice to your attention that you couldn't ignore it anymore. When you listen to the voice of the narcissist, you begin to believe that you are that unworthy person who is undeserving of love. When you listen to the voice of the angel, you feed the belief that you really are good, you are lovable, you do matter, you are important, you are enough. What we believe on a deep subconscious level is critical to the life that we are living. How do you know what your subconscious beliefs are? Well, look at your life. See what is outpicturing in your life. Do you have issues with relationships? Do you have issues making money? Do you have issues with your health? Do you have issues with how you look? What do you think are at the root of all of these issues? Your subconscious beliefs. It is done unto us as we believe, so it's important for us to examine our beliefs. If you aren't clear about what your limiting beliefs are, get a hold of me. Let's figure it out. If you have a good idea of what your limiting beliefs are, but you don't know how to change those beliefs, let's work on this. One way to identify the limiting beliefs you have in regards to your most recent or current relationship is to look at how being with that person made you feel. How you feel with a narcissist opens a window of awareness into your subconscious beliefs. If you find yourself saying, "I don't feel like I am good enough. I feel like there's something wrong with me. I don't feel attractive enough, smart enough, or worthy enough." These are your limiting beliefs. If you've been devalued and discarded, how does this make you feel? look for the underlying beliefs. In order to fully heal, you must identify the limiting beliefs and work to change them. At the same time, you need to work on self-love, self-soothing, and self-regulation. You need to find tools to calm the nervous system and deal with the panic and anxiety that you might be feeling. In time, you will begin to feel better, stronger, more empowered. You will learn to listen to the angel instead of the demon. You will find your way through the dark night of the soul. And in the process, you will have reconnected with your soul and learned to see in the dark. You are not alone. We all have that angel within us guiding us to our highest and best self. So listen. Pay attention. Use this time well. You may look back on this time as one of the most important and transformational times in your life. Thank you so much for being here with me today and for listening. If you'd like to get a hold of me, my contact information is in the description of this podcast. And I look forward to hearing from you and seeing you in the next podcast. Have a great day.